Hi, everyone. Hey, this is Sue Marks with Food Thoughts. Hope you're doing well. Oh, my gosh. We got to hold on to summer right now. I can't believe how quickly August has flown by. I mean, we were going on such a nice clip, you know, and then bam. So hope you're holding on to it as well and hope having some fun. I actually, walking in today, I saw four little dead locusts on the ground. So, and it's cool today. So I don't know what's going on. It's just crazy. But let's say, hold on to summer. Please enjoy. I have a great assortment of recipes. First one, Fiesta Confetti Corn from the Kitchen of Deep South Dish. I love that website. She does not say how many servings, so I apologize for that. At any rate, probably a lot. 1.5 tablespoons butter or bacon drippings, 1/2 cup of chopped Vidalia or other sweet onion, 1/2 cup each diced green and red bell pepper. It's going to be colorful. 1/4 cup chopped fresh jalapeno. 6 cups fresh corn cooked and scraped from the cob. 1/2 teaspoon light brown sugar. 1/2 teaspoon of kosher salt. 1/4 teaspoon freshly cracked black pepper. 1/4 teaspoon Cajun or Creole seasoning or to taste. It is delicious. 1/2 teaspoon chili powder or to taste. 1/2 teaspoon of cumin. 1/2 cup water or chicken broth divided. So here we go. We're going to heat the butter or the bacon drippings in a lidded skillet or on medium heat and saute the onion and peppers until tender, about 4 minutes. Add that beautiful fresh corn, the sugar and seasonings, and 1/4 cup of the water or broth. Reduce heat to low, cover and simmer only long enough to warm through thoroughly, and adding additional water as needed to prevent corn from sticking. Taste and adjust the seasonings as needed. A couple notes. Frozen, thawed, or canned and drained corn may be substituted. You might substitute a 4-ounce jar of chopped pimentos drained for the red bell pepper. You can add some chopped cooked bacon for extra flavor. For a creamy version, stir in 1/3 cup shredded cheese and or 3 ounces of cubed cream cheese. And substitute heavy cream or 1/2 and 1/2 for the water or broth stirred in at the end. Southern cooking all the way. Love it. She's great. Here's another from Deep South Dish. Mexican street corn salad. Once again, I don't know how many servings, but it's typically, 4 to 6 or So for the dressing, 1/4 cup real mayonnaise, 1/4 cup full fat sour cream, 1 lime zested and juiced. And you know what? In my freezer, I have, how did I do that? I have this little baggie that's got lime juice cubes. So once you've, when you go to the trouble to juice something, you can make enough, put it in a little ice cube thing, and just keep them like that for just this purpose right here. So 1 lime zested and juiced, 1 teaspoon kosher salt or to taste, 1/2 teaspoon freshly cracked black pepper or to taste, 2 teaspoons crushed red pepper flakes, oh, they're so good, or to taste, totally optional, 1 teaspoon hot Mexican chili powder, 1 teaspoon garlic powder. So that's the dressing. Mayo, sour cream, lime, red pepper flakes, hot chili powder, and garlic. For the salad, 4 cups cooked corn, about 6 average ears. 1 cup diced purple or red onion. We always call them Bermuda onions. 1 cup chopped red bell pepper. 1/8 cup pickled sliced jalapeno, chopped. 1/4 cup fresh chopped cilantro or parsley. 1/2 cup of cojita, feta, or Romano cheese crumbled. So combine the ingredients for the dressing and set aside. Combine the salad ingredients except for the cheese and mix. Then add the dressing and blend. Gently fold in 1/2 cup of cheese. Refrigerate until well chilled. Garnish with additional cheese and cilantro before serving. Going to be great. Cook's notes. Let's see. This recipe has a little fire to it. If you prefer things on a milder side, substitute regular chili powder and omit the red pepper flakes and the jalapeno. I like to use the no-husk microwave method to cook the corn, but you may grill, boil, or use your favorite method to cook the corn. You may substitute also 4-ounce jar of well-drained chopped pimentos for the red bell pepper. Yes. And here's a couple recipes. Flatbread recipes. And what's really kind of good about these is the other, within the last month, totally on impulse. And that's what happens a lot of times when you go to the grocery store, at least for me. That's why they love us, is I bought this flatbread pizza. Oh, I know. I was at Walmart, and it was, it must have been 1 foot long, a flatbread pizza. And it was just basically pepperoni, cheese, and maybe some basil on top. Well, it was too big for my toaster oven and too big for one meal, so I cut it in half. I froze one that evening. And then, froze one subsequently to that. It had big balls of mozzarella cheese on it. Anyway, it was delicious. And I have to say that the flatbread is very light. And I think it was really good. I kind of like these flatbread pizzas. They're great. So check these out. This is a tomato and basil flatbread. And this is pretty much similar to what I had. Start to finish, 20 minutes, it makes 2 flatbreads. So 1 tablespoon olive oil, 2 teaspoons minced fresh garlic, 2 9-inch plain or garlic naan, N-A-A-N, 1 8-ounce fresh mozzarella ball sliced, 1/4 teaspoon sea salt, 1/4 teaspoon freshly cracked black pepper, 2 medium tomatoes thinly sliced, 1 tablespoon balsamic glaze, and 1/4 cup of fresh basil torn. So in a first of all, there's a tip. To prevent a soggy flatbread, place the tomato slices on a thick paper towel for a few minutes before adding to the recipe. Right. In a small bowl, combine the olive oil and garlic. Brush garlic mixture over the tops of the naan. N-A-A-N. I know I said that before. Grill the naan oiled side down over indirect high heat about 2 minutes or until deep brown grill marks appear. Transfer to a flat baking sheet, grilled side up. Top the grilled naan with mozzarella. Sprinkle with salt and pepper. Top with the tomatoes. Super easy. Slide naan into a grill. Grill covered over indirect heat 8 to 10 minutes or until the cheese starts to melt and edges of naan are golden. Drizzle with balsamic glaze and sprinkle with basil. Cut into wedges and serve immediately. So I think for the balsamic glaze, if you took, 2 tablespoons of balsamic vinegar for an idea and put it in a small saucepan and just let it reduce, that would create the glaze. I'm fairly certain that's how that would work. Anyway, here's 2 more. Spinach and artichoke flatbread. Looks delicious. Woo! Makes 2 flatbreads. Start to finish, 20 minutes. So 3 cups loosely packed fresh baby spinach. 1 6.5-ounce jar marinated artichokes drained, dried on paper towels, and roughly chopped. 1 tablespoon olive oil. 2 teaspoons of minced fresh garlic, 2 9-inch plain or garlic naan, 1 cup of Alfredo sauce, store-bought, 1/4 teaspoon sea salt, 1/4 teaspoon freshly cracked black pepper, some shaved Parmesan cheese, and crushed red pepper. This looks so delicious. And what is it that I just learned? Let's see. I had a DEXA scan test done recently and learned that I don't have osteopenia. I'm clear on the osteoporosis. My calcium levels are good, but just in order to, I said, what are some natural forms of calcium? She said green leafy vegetables, so spinach, kale, collard greens, green leafy vegetables. And you know what? So here's another tip. Wilting spinach in the pan takes only a minute. The spinach will get another chance to cook on the grill, so take care not to overcook in the first step. You can cook them down like in you can in water. You can steam it.
It's weird, says her mom.
You can cook it down in some oil with garlic in it first. There's a million ways to mix spinach, and it's all just great and good for you, as we know. So in a large skillet, cook the spinach and artichoke hearts over medium just until the spinach begins to wilt. In a small bowl, combine olive oil and garlic. Brush the garlic mixture over the tops of the naan. Grill the naan oiled side down over indirect high heat about 2 minutes or until deep brown grill marks appear. Transfer to a flat baking sheet grilled side up. Spread the Alfredo sauce over the grilled naan, top with reserved spinach mixture. Sprinkle with salt and pepper. Slide the naan onto a grill. Grill covered over indirect heat 8 to 10 minutes or until toppings are heated through and edges of naan are golden. Cut into wedges and top with Parmesan and red pepper. Serve immediately. This is beautiful. And, you know, it's going to be really tasty, that Alfredo sauce with this, the red pepper flakes, the spinach, the artichoke, num. And here's another one, which I'm going to love. Steak and arugula flatbread. I have to make this one. Let's see. Start to finish, 35 minutes makes two flatbreads. So 8 ounces top sirloin steak, about 1 inch thick. 1 tablespoon olive oil. 2 teaspoons minced fresh garlic. 2 9-inch plain or garlic naan. And as I read these, you know what? I mean, if there's such a thing as naan, you just buy a package of it, freeze what you don't need, and then just pull out when you want to make more. Anyway, 1/4 cup Kalamata olive tapenade, which is a little olive salad kind of thing. 1 cup crumbled feta cheese, 4 ounces. 1 cup grated Parmigiano Reggiano cheese. 2 cups loosely packed fresh arugula. That's another leafy green right there. Freshly cracked black pepper and 4 lemon wedges. Grill the steak covered over medium 10 to 12 minutes or until medium rare, turning once. Sounds delicious. Transfer steak to a cutting board. Let stand for 5 minutes. Slice into very thin bite-sized pieces. Or maybe like, you know, 1/4-inch strips would be a good idea also. In a small bowl, combine the olive oil and garlic. Brush garlic mixture over the tops of the naan. Grill naan oiled side down over indirect high heat about 2 minutes or until deep brown grill marks appear. Transfer to a flat baking sheet grilled side up. That's like a repeat paragraph 3 times. Spread the tapenade over the grilled naan, leaving a 1/2-inch border around the edges. Top naan with the steak, feta cheese, and Parmigiano Reggiano cheese. Slide naan into the grill. And I'm just going to put it in my toaster oven. I'm just going to do it that way. Grill covered over indirect heat 8 to 10 minutes or until the cheese begins to melt and edges of the naan are golden. Top with the arugula and the cracked black pepper. Cut naan into wedges. Serve immediately with lemon wedges. Wow. Is that going to be great? Oh, my God. It looks so good. Okay, here's another recipe I thought was really interesting. Acknowledging the nutritional value of sweet potatoes. There's a lot of fiber, a lot of vitamin C in that color. This hash can upgrade any breakfast and comes together in one single pan. Yes, even the bacon. The same easy cleanup technique isn't just for dinner. Check out, okay, easy sheet pan dinners too. All right. Makes four servings. So three large sweet potatoes peeled and chopped. Two bell peppers chopped. One large onion chopped. Three cloves garlic minced. 3 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil. Some kosher salt. Freshly ground black pepper. 1 quarter teaspoon paprika. 3 sprigs of rosemary, which are floating around in the picture. 6 slices of bacon that's chopped. And some freshly chopped chives for garnish. So, preheat the oven to 425 degrees. On a large rimmed baking sheet, toss sweet potatoes with the bell peppers, onion, garlic, and oil. Season with salt and pepper and paprika. Scatter rosemary and bacon on top. Bake until the sweet potatoes are crispy on the outside and soft on the inside, about 45 minutes, shaking the pan halfway through. Garnish with chives to serve. And this is a beautiful, colorful dish with that. You've got pieces of bacon in there. What else? The beautiful sweet potatoes and that beautiful rosemary, that green color as well. Really nice. There's pieces of red pepper in there too. It's gorgeous. And healthy. It's going to be healthy. Okay. Strawberry icebox pie. We're having dessert already. I love it. I love it. This is going to serve 8. You may substitute any frozen food of your choosing. And this is another really good website called Just a Pinch Recipes. So 1 graham cracker pie crust. 8 ounce package of cream cheese softened. 1 3-ounce box strawberry jello. 1 10-ounce thawed, drained, sliced. So 1 box of frozen strawberries, 10 ounces thawed, drained, sliced. You actually need 1 cup. However you're going to do your strawberries. 1 package Cool Whip, an 8-ounce package. So we're going to mix the cream cheese until smooth. Add in a package of the jello. Mix in the sliced strawberries. Fold in the Cool Whip until completely incorporated. Pour all that into a pie crust. Keep refrigerated until ready to serve. That was super easy, and that is, it's gorgeous, and everyone is going to love that. Strawberry icebox pie. Mm-hmm. And this is right up my alley right here. This is it. makes 4 servings. I've started swimming every other day, and I discovered this Chinese restaurant like a stone's throw from my health club, which is great. So that's what I did, is I went swimming last night, and then I went to New Peak Peking, and I got some, what was it, shrimp lo mein. It was delish. Here we go, Thai noodles with peanut sauce. To speed preparation, look for bottled peanut sauce in the Oriental section of the grocery store. Use about 2/3 to 3/4 cup purchased peanut sauce in place of the peanut butter, soy sauce, ginger root, crushed red pepper, and chicken broth. But think about how happy you will be when you learn how to make this sauce by yourself. All right, so 1/2 cup creamy peanut butter, 2 tablespoons soy sauce, 1 teaspoon grated ginger root, 1/2 teaspoon crushed red pepper, 1/2 cup of vegetable or chicken broth, 8 ounces uncooked rice stick noodles, 1 cup of bean sprouts, 1 medium red bell pepper cut lengthwise into 1/4 and then crosswise into thin slices, 2 medium green onions sliced about 1/4 cup, and finally 2 tablespoons chopped fresh cilantro if you like. So we're going to mix the peanut butter, soy sauce, ginger root, and red pepper in a small bowl until smooth. Gradually stir in the broth. Heat 2 quarts water to boiling. Break the noodles in half and pull apart slightly while dropping into boiling water. You want to cook those uncovered for 1 minute and then drain. So place the noodles in a large bowl. Add the peanut butter mixture, the bean sprouts, bell pepper, and onions. Toss, sprinkle with cilantro. Now, you know what? That takes all the mystery out of the peanut sauce. You're making it yourself. You're learning how to do it. And that might be delicious. I'm going to have to try this. I don't even know where I got this, but I think I like it. Oh, old-fashioned lemonade. Makes 2 quarts. Citrus is an iconic part of California life. Up and down residential streets and on Los Angeles, most homes boast a lemon or orange tree. The fruit is so plentiful it spills over fences and onto the sidewalks. I started my first business at 9 years old, opening Allen's Lemonade Stand, charging 5 cents per glass. Back then, I used only the juice along with sugar and water. Now I find pureeing the entire lemon, pith, seeds, zest, and all gives the lemonade a thick and smoothie-like consistency. Isn't that cool? For an adult variation, make a shandy using 1 part lemonade to 1 part lager beer. Yeah, I know where I got this. There's a beautiful cookbook called Lemonade about life, you know, California recipes. At any rate, 3 lemons, coarsely chopped, about 3 cups. 2 cups baker's, that's fine sugar, baker's sugar, which is very fine grade. 2 cups freshly squeezed lemon juice, about 10 lemons. 5 cups of water, some ice for serving. So in a blender, in a blender, combine the chopped lemons, sugar, and lemon juice. Pulse the lemon mixture a few times, then blend on high speed for 2 minutes until the lemon chunks break down and become smoothie-like. Strain the lemon puree through a fine mesh sieve and into a pitcher, pressing the solids through with the back of the spoon. You should have about 3 cups of liquid. Discard the solids, pour in the water, stirring with a wooden spoon until the lemon puree fully dissolves and mixes thoroughly with the water. Serve over ice. Old-fashioned lemonade. Could be awesome. Here's something else that is beautiful. And I have to tell you this. I don't know if I had mentioned this before. I bought this watermelon at the grocery store. It was round. It was like a bowling ball. It was really heavy. And I had it sitting on my counter for entirely too long. Well, I finally cut it up into chunks. And you know what? I just like what he did, I have an immersion blender, and I made watermelon juice. Oh my God, it was heavenly. It made at least half a gallon, and it was fantastic. I added no water. It was just pure juice, and it was dynamite. Anyway, here's a pink watermelon lemonade slush. Makes 6 servings, 5 cups frozen watermelon cubes. Oh, so that's what I could do, is get a watermelon, you know what, and just freeze the cubes. I like that idea. 5 cups frozen watermelon cubes. 1 cup. Pretty soon there's a tip. The easiest way to freeze watermelon cubes is to place them on a waxed paper lined baking sheet. Once frozen, they will not stick to the paper. There you go. Awesome. Okay, so combine watermelon. All right, 5 cups frozen watermelon cubes. 1 cup fresh lemon juice. 1/2 to 3/4 cup of simple syrup. Thin watermelon or lemon wedges. So combine the watermelon, lemon juice, and simple syrup in a blender. Cover and blend until smooth, stopping and scraping sides as needed. For a thinner consistency, add up to 1 cup cold water and continue blending until smooth. Serve cold with a watermelon wedge and a straw. And then how to make simple syrup in a small saucepan. Saucepan, stir together 1 cup each of water and sugar. Bring to boiling over medium high without stirring. Boil about 1 minute or until clear. Then pour into a clean, heat-proof jar and let it cool. Add lid and store in the refrigerator for up to 1 month. Simple syrup. And, yeah, that's this makes lemonade, this lemonade slush with watermelon. That is the answer to a lot of beautiful beverages. So, okay.
They kept a progress chart scribbled.
Here we go. Watermelon Pico de Gallo. Makes 3 cups. Looks delicious served with these blue corn chips. Let's see. Makes 3 cups. 3 cups chopped seedless watermelon. 1/4 cup finely chopped yellow or green sweet pepper. 3 tablespoons finely chopped red onion. 1 jalapeno chili pepper seeded and finely chopped. Woohoo! 1 tablespoon apple cider vinegar. 1 teaspoon chopped fresh cilantro. 3/4 teaspoon kosher salt. Black bean or blue corn tomato chips. So stir together the first 7 ingredients in a medium bowl. If using, stir in preferred add-ins, which I will read to you in a minute, but cover and chill 1 to 4 hours. If desired, sprinkle with additional cilantro before serving. Serve with the tortilla chips. You can add in 1 cup rinsed and drained canned black beans, 1 cup rinsed and drained canned black-eyed peas, or 1 cup drained canned shoe peg corn. All optional, but this watermelon pico de gallo by itself looks just so beautiful. Yummy. And here's my final one with the grilled pork tacos with watermelon relish. This will make 8 tacos. So 1 cup teriyaki sauce, 1/4 cup packed brown sugar, 2 cloves garlic smashed, 1 to 1.5 pounds of pork tenderloin, 2 cups shredded red cabbage. Love that stuff. 1/2 cup red onion slivers. 1/4 cup apple cider vinegar. 2 cups of chopped watermelon. 1 fresh jalapeno chili pepper seeded and finely chopped. 2 to 4 tablespoons chopped fresh cilantro, salt and black pepper. 8 5-to-6-inch corn tortillas warmed. So we're going to combine the teriyaki sauce, brown sugar, and garlic in a large resealable plastic bag. Add the pork tenderloin, seal the bag. Turn bag to coat the pork with the marinade. Place in a shallow dish, marinate in the refrigerator overnight. You know that it's going to be wonderful. Prepare grill for indirect heat. Place pork on grill rack over indirect medium-high heat. Grill covered about 40 minutes until 145 degrees Fahrenheit. Remove from the grill, cover, and let rest 5 minutes. Cut meat into bite-sized strips or cubes. I like strips. Toss together the cabbage, onion, and vinegar in a medium bowl. In another bowl, toss together watermelon, jalapeno, cilantro, and salt and pepper to taste. Fill the tortillas with pork, the cabbage mixture, and the watermelon relish. Tip, chili peppers contain oils that can irritate your skin and eyes. Wear plastic or rubber gloves when working with them. Yes, I've learned that when I was a kid, the hard way. Whew, you never forget it. The pain is tremendous. Yeah, so you're marinating that pork and then tossing the cabbage, onion, vinegar, and then the watermelon. Oh, my goodness. Beautiful. Really beautiful. Oh, and when on the other side of this page is a picture perfect for framing. It's a bunch of round watermelons and then 3 that are you know, showing the red. That is a picture. Really great. And I know, I think we're out of time. Let me read really quick. 100% Real by Sam Talbot. Clean Food Made Fresh, 2016. Sam's tips for powering up and staying energized. Number one, kill the snooze button. Get up. Number two, exercise for 20 minutes. Wake up your mind, your senses, muscles, and organs. Three, snack and drink when needed, energy bars or smoothies. Four, meditate 20 minutes in the a.m., 20 minutes in the afternoon. Four, in the stillness, you can achieve, find peace and calm, and recharge with amazing energy. Five, don't eat too late. Dinner 4 hours before bed, no later than 10 p.m. Keep your last meal low in carbs and focus on vegetables and protein. Number six, stretch before sleep. Whole body stretch. Toes pointed, neck supported, elongated, limbs extended. Empty your mind. Fill your lungs with air. Hold for 1 to 2 seconds and exhale slowly. And that's it. Probably really good words to live by and to practice. Anyway, I think I got to go. So I will talk to you again soon. It's Sue Marks with Food Thoughts. Take care, everyone, and thanks for listening. Bye-bye.